KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, with mostly cloudy skies, it's breezy with winds out of the northwest at 15 to 20 miles per hour. And it's 39 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny and windy today, a high of 47. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In area news, officials of the Cass County Community Foundation, or CCCF, on Friday distributed $26,775 to nonprofit agencies within the county. The grants were presented at the Cass County Courthouse. CCCF Chair Nicholas Hunt announced the recipients and their projects, which included
the Anita Foundation, their project to upgrade the toddler playground received $1,500. The Anita Health and Wellness Center, upgrading the weight benches and rubber weightlifting mats, $350. The Ann Wickman Child Center, $3,000 for an expansion they're doing. Atlantic Fire Department, they want ice rescue response kit and rescue sled, $2,000. Atlantic Parks and Recreation, they're doing some work at the Schoberg Rec area, $3,000 there. Cass County Historical Museum, some renovations they are doing, $2,150.
The complete list of grant recipients and their projects can be found under this same story at KJAN.com by clicking on the news tab. With the grants, the CCCF has distributed more than $1.6 million in grants and scholarships over the last 14 years. All grantees met the criteria as Cass County nonprofit agencies or organizations with charitable missions in the area of civic, cultural, health, education, and social services. And only those organizations providing services in Cass County were eligible. Nicholas Hunt says applications for the next round of grants are due by February 1st of 2015.
This February 1st, next year, we'll have probably close to 100,000 to give away. The spring grant cycle in February is usually quite a bit bigger than the September 1st funding that we give out.
In other news, the Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner on Thursday filed a motion requesting a continuance in a case against Letha Slauson, the Atlantic woman accused of faking her five-year-old daughter's cancer by giving her cannabis oil, inserting a nasal gastric tube, and giving her a drug that makes her appear to be sick. Slauson's trial is tentatively set to begin next Wednesday. A hearing will be held on Monday with regard to a change of venue request from Slauson's attorney, in addition to the waiving of a speedy trial on her case. A Western Iowa teenager who claimed he killed his five-year-old foster brother because he thought the child was a goblin has been found not guilty by reason of insanity. Harrison County District Court Judge Kathleen Kilnoski issued her ruling on Friday in the bench trial of Cody Metzger Madsen, who was charged with first-degree murder in the August 2013 death of Dominic Elkins from Atlantic. Metzger Madsen will remain in the Harrison County Jail until he can be transferred to the Iowa Medical and Classification Center in Coralville for evaluation. Authorities say Metzger Madsen killed Dominic while the two played outside of their home near Logan. Metzger Madsen was 17 when the boy's body was found at the bottom of a ravine. The teen told the judge during the trial that he believed he was in a fantasy world and he thought he was killing a goblin instead of Dominic. The Iowa Supreme Court has issued a ruling involving a Harlan company that cooks bacon and a utility consultant. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson reports.
Utility Consultants International contacted Shelby County Cookers in July of 2011 offering to review the company's utility bills for any errors or overpayments. SCC agreed to a free review of 3 months of bills, and the consultant later called back to say that they'd found significant savings. UCI offered a contract that would split the savings 50-50 between the two. SCC signed the contract, and the consultant then requested 3 years' worth of utility bills while revealing that SCC had overpaid its sales taxes. The law limits requests for refunds of the overpayment of sales taxes to 3 years. SCC then terminated the contract, saying it only covered the 3 months of utility bills already reviewed. The consultant sued, but the District Court and Iowa Court of Appeals ruled in favor of the bacon company. The Iowa Supreme Court overturned those rulings, saying the goal of both sides was to maximize the savings. Supreme Court says UCI provided valuable information that SCC did not know before signing the contract, and the consultant should be compensated for the information. Supreme Court also sent the case back to District Court to rule on UCI's counterclaim that Shelby County Cookers breached its contract with them. I'm Dar Daniels.
A former township clerk in Western Iowa accused of mishandling $60,000 over several years has been placed on probation. The Sioux City Journal reports Woodbury County District Judge Edward Jacobson suspended a 10-year prison sentence for 65-year-old Peggy Powell after she pleaded guilty to two counts of first-degree theft. Her probation is for 3 years. Powell, who's from Hornick, must repay more than $44,000 to Grange Township at a chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution, where she was treasurer. A state audit this year said Powell mishandled the money between 2006 and 2013. Records showed more than $35,000 in ATM withdrawals and fees, some of which came from casinos. In a resignation letter to officials last year, she acknowledged owing the money. An accident late Friday morning northwest of Atlantic resulted in minor injuries and one person being transported to the hospital. According to dispatch reports, a collision between a car and a semi happened around 11:15 a.m. on Highway 173 near the intersection with Dallas Road. The victims were out of the vehicles and walking around when authorities arrived. Highway 173 was blocked for a time following that crash. Medevac ambulance and Marnie Fire and Rescue responded to the scene. There are currently no other details concerning that accident. And a reward of up to $1,000 is being offered for information leading to the arrest and conviction of a person or persons who shot at a combine at a tractor in Page County. Sheriff Lyle Palmer said on Wednesday the sheriff's office received a complaint of criminal mischief at two separate locations, about 4 miles apart in the middle of the county. At both locations, the owner of the property damaged was 35-year-old Jay Crom of Malvern. At the location of the 2000 block of 255th Street, Crom had placed his combine next to the road. Unknown persons shot the 2001 John Deere 9670 STS combine several times, causing about $18,000 damage. At the location of the 2300 block of M Avenue, an unknown person or persons shot a 1976 John Deere 4430 tractor and a semi-tractor trailer tire on a 1997 Temte trailer, which was next to a grain auger. Damage to the tractor and semi-trailer was estimated at $1,675. The estimated total amount of damage Crom sustained from the incidents was just under $20,000. During an investigation so far, the sheriff's office has spoken with several persons in the area. Page County Crime Stoppers are offering a $1,000 reward for information about the incidents. Callers can remain anonymous and can be given a number instead of their name. If you have information regarding the crime, call the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning, Carrie Williams, age 96, of Corning, died Monday at Bergen Mercy Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Carrie Williams will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Corning. Pearson Family Funeral Service of Corning is in charge of the arrangements. Dolores Diane D. Getch, age 80, of Brookings, South Dakota, and formerly of Carson's, Carson died November 5th in Brookings, South Dakota. Graveside services for D. Getch will be today at 2:30. At the Carson Cemetery, the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Randy Stewart Booth, age 57, of Westphalia, died Tuesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Randy Booth will be on Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Rena Fega, age 100, of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Rena Fega will be held on Monday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Dwayne Harris, age 75, of Greenfield, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Dwayne Harris will be held Monday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Daryl Wagner, age 88, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Daryl Wagner will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. And Jim McCummer, age 80, of Manila, died Wednesday. Services for Jim McCummer are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And that is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.